Enjoy fun adventures as you sail away together and experience the extraordinary marriage you desire. Join us in April 2025 for the Six Pillars at Sea Marriage Getaway. Yes, we are taking Six Pillars cruising and we want you to join us. Get all the details at oneextraordinarymarriage.com/getaway. Use promo code SHIPSAHOY to get $500 off your registration today. We'll see you there.
From San Diego, California, this is a One Extraordinary Marriage show. Where being busy is overdone, romancing is fun, and scheduling sex has taken the guesswork out of wondering when you're going to get some. I'm Tony DeLorenzo, your co-host, along with my beautiful wife, Elisa. From coast to coast and around the world, thank you for joining us. It's time to talk sex, love, and commitment. Give us a call or text us on the Hug Hotline at 858-876-5663, or send us an email to hugs@oneextraordinarymarriage.com. In today's show, we're talking about packing more than just your clothes when the two of you travel for the purpose of prioritizing your sexual intimacy.
And I found this quote about travel that says, "Going on a trip, need 4 outfits. I've packed 35 just to be safe." And I know a whole bunch of you are chuckling right now because you know exactly what I'm talking about when you know you only need the 4, but you're like, weather, whatever. It might need, let's just pack it all. And that's a lot of what we're going to be talking about in today's show. But first and foremost, welcome to the One Extraordinary Marriage Show. If you are brand new, we're so excited to have you joining us today and to really be welcoming you into the one family.
That's right.
We start every One Extraordinary Marriage Show with a hug. And our heart behind the hug is really to share the successes, the accomplishments, the winning that you are doing in your own marriage as the two of you get intentional and take action. And this hug comes from a message that we received that said, "I just wanted to share that I've been binge listening to your podcast since last week and I can't get enough. I've always been the low desire spouse in our marriage, and my husband and I have definitely been through some dry seasons in our almost 15 years of marriage. We've lived in 3 states, 6 addresses, 1 graduate school degree, 1 miscarriage, 2 kids, numerous job changes, and life happening." Sounds like a whole lot of you right there, a whole lot of life happening. She goes on to say, "While folding a week's worth of laundry last week after all being home with a COVID positive case, I searched for something that would help me be more intentional with my husband. I wanted to desire him like I did years ago. We've always been okay, but I wanted more. Without even intending to do the 7-day challenge, it just happened after listening to days of your podcast. I'm happy to say we just made love 12 times in the past 7 days.
Wow. Way to go.
Now get this. There's more to that accomplishment. We have 2 kids, 10 and 6.
And they're all home.
Theoretically, with the COVID positive case. Yes, everybody's home.
Let's go.
My husband has said he has been waiting to enjoy me this way, and those words were so invigorating to hear. Thank you for your sharing on relatable topics that help light the fire again in our marriage."
Wow, right on. Love it.
So amazing. See, you know, quarantining is not all bad. You can definitely find good things to do with your time.
That's right.
I'm just saying. Just saying. Well, as Tony said at the top of the show, we're talking about, you know, really this idea of being intentional about your sexual intimacy, of prioritizing it and packing more than just clothes when the two of you travel. And, you know, this really came out of the space where literally for the last 4 weekends, Tony and I have been away from home.
Yep.
Which is crazy because I don't think there's ever been a season in our marriage where we've spent 4 consecutive weekends away from home.
I can't think of one either.
Yeah, I mean, it was 2 weekends for lacrosse tournaments, 1 weekend flying across country for the wedding of dear friends of ours.
And which I got to co-officiate, which was awesome. I found out the week before while we were at a lacrosse tournament that I was co-officiating it, which was really cool. It was amazing.
Which is really funny because we know that our friends listen to the podcast. So, you know, you guys may actually be hearing Tony's just moment, like when he found out that he was co-officiating. It was definitely a moment at this lacrosse tournament, but that's not what we're talking about today.
Nope.
Cause we had those 2 weekends of lacrosse. We had the weekend flying across country for the wedding. And then just this past weekend, dear friends of ours, the wife was celebrating her birthday in Vegas. And so there were like 4 or 5 couples that all said, "Hey, we're going to go to Vegas with you." And so we drove out to Vegas, and you know, the first trips were all about other people. Right. You know, when you're going to your daughter's lacrosse tournament and you're sharing a hotel, it's all about her and
you're sharing a hotel room.
Yeah. You know, so there's that.
In those 2 first places, the showers in both of those hotels were horrible. I personally like a nice warm shower. I like some good pressure.
Water pressure is a thing.
Water pressure
is a thing. That's not what we're talking about today.
I know, but it just hampers the experience at a hotel room.
just like the overall experience. Yes. Yeah, we've had some bad showers. The third weekend we were really focused on the wedding schedule, rehearsal, like all of that type of thing. So there was a lot more schedule mm-hmm. around that weekend. Well, this last weekend we're road tripping to Vegas. For those of you, San Diego to Las Vegas is about 5 hours, yep. 5.5 hours, depending on where you're at. And this weekend, even though we were going out to Vegas to celebrate our friend's birthday, this weekend was really about us, right? Just being intentional, taking some, you know, Tony and Elisa time, because we didn't have to worry about sharing a room. We didn't have to worry about all of these other things. And, you know, we were also road tripping. So I don't know about you guys, but, you know, it's kind of like that quote that I opened the show with. When you're in the car, right, you're not limited to your two suitcases or your one carry-on or whatever it is, or all the sports gear. You likely just pack for all the possibilities, right? Well, it might get cold, or it might be, you know, too warm or too hot. And you got to like think through all of these different things.
Even for an overnighter, it's still sometimes tough, even for an overnighter to be like, okay, what's the weather? You're checking it out. And then you're like, but then we're going to go out. And then you are in Vegas. So, you know, in Vegas that the casinos in the first floor, it's all going to be smoky and everything of that. And so you're going, okay, well, are we sitting in there? And then do I need to change and take a shower? And then do I need to put something else on? So yeah, there's...
Long story short around the suitcase situation, yes. For Tony and Lisa, for 34 hours outside of our home, so 10 hours of drive time, 24 hours in Vegas, we had two full-size suitcases, the smaller carry-on size, his backpack, and my purse. That was all, and literally we're talking 24.
No, we only had one big suitcase.
Oh, you're right. It was the weekend before. Okay, so yeah. One big suitcase, one full size suitcase, one carry on, one backpack, and one largish purse.
Correct. And yes.
Okay, but this time, so packing the suitcases, right? Like the last 3 weeks, we've been, you know, packing for very intentional purposes. This time, we actually got intentional, but in a different way. Like Tony said, you know, we're in Vegas, and so you think about like getting dressed up and doing the whole Vegas thing. But this time we actually, and I don't know where this came. This is actually like a random way that I've never initiated before, because this was all my idea. I was like, oh, we should pack a separate suitcase just with our sex stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And like I to this day, I mean, it's only been a week, but I'm not sure where that idea came from. But I realized it was an idea that we actually needed to share with all of you.
And one we need to do more often.
Yes. Because here's the thing. If you really think about it, this isn't that crazy of an idea. Because likely you have already packed, like over your years together, you've already packed special suitcases for certain things that you're doing.
Absolutely. When the kids were younger, I mean, you probably had a suitcase just with diapers if you were going out when they were younger in diapers, or just the amount of like on sporting events. Like you have bags of just sports gear and all the other stuff for that. If you're going out camping, like we've gone camping before. I mean, you have specific bags for just certain things for your camping trip.
Mm-hmm.
Warm weather, cold weather. I mean, we've packed before. We've packed multiple times before. We packed to go to Tahoe. We packed to go to Mammoth, Death Valley. We've done trips to Laguna Beach. I mean, to what's it called out there in Scottsdale, Arizona.
You pack bags, right? And you pack bags specifically for what you're going to need. And so I'm just going to, we're just going to push the envelope here a little bit on this idea of when the two of you are traveling, to actually be intentional about packing for your sexual intimacy, about traveling with more than just your clothes. Because I will tell you, having coached now for, gosh, it's probably over 9 years now. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think about it to do that. Yeah. I've heard a lot of times from many, many different people all over the country and literally around the world that hotel sex is something that people look forward to, right? It's like hotel slash vacation sex, right? Because you're like, you're out of your home, different place. You actually don't have to worry about like making the bed or doing the laundry or any of those things. And you're like, it's just like, I'm away from everything, right? Free of distractions. And
for me, I'm like, be as loud as you want, because it doesn't matter who the person is next door to you, because they're never going to know you. I have to help Elisa with this a little bit, because she does get a little like, well, what if they hear us? And I'm like, who cares? Especially in a place like Vegas where it's going 24/7, nobody's going to know. Nobody's going to walk by you. And if they do, hey, right on. We had a great time.
And we did. But it's getting into this place of starting to think, well, if we already have these high expectations around our sexual intimacy when we travel, when we're in a hotel. Why wouldn't we be intentional about what we were bringing along to make that happen? Right? Why wouldn't we do that? Why would we just be like, okay, well, we're going to be in a hotel and hotel sex is great, but we're just going to do the same old, right? That doesn't even, you know, even as I say it out loud, and guys, I'm guilty of this. This is like literally hot off the press, fresh revelation for Tony and I. And, you know, yes, were there text messages going on with our friends, you know, with all the innuendo about having, you know, dessert before dinner? Yes, we totally did that. But I will tell you that as we were packing the suitcase, as we were loading the suitcase in the cars, we're driving, you know, across the Southern California, you know, to Vegas, which there's not a whole lot to see there after you get past what, Bakersfield, Barstow? I don't know. What's the last?
You got Barstow and then Baker.
Yeah. And so there's not a whole lot out there. So you're just sitting there, right? But we know we've got this suitcase in the back. We know we're, you know, we're doing conversation cards. We're doing these kinds of things. But there was this anticipation that we had packed this suitcase, you know, not with pressure or anything like that, but with this saying, okay, like, we're going to be intentional about our sexual intimacy on this trip. We're not just going to leave it to chance. We're not just going to, you know, say, okay, well, we know sex is going to happen and, you know, check that box. It was really like, well, how can we make this extra? How can we make this a really special encounter for the two of us? And it was this intentionality that really did change, at least for me. I felt like it really changed the dynamic between the two of us, not just around the sexual encounter, but around the conversation, you know, so both the emotional intimacy and the sexual intimacy.
Yeah, I would agree. I mean, the excitement was definitely there in a different way than, say, the previous weekends, obviously being away, even going off for our 25th anniversary. When I think about the last trip you and I took together was to Laguna Beach for our 25th anniversary. And even though we knew we were going to go up there and we were going to be up there for a few days and a couple of nights, and yeah, we were going to have sex up there, the dynamic was definitely different. The excitement was definitely different. In a five-hour drive, I mean, we were engaging one another in a way that was like, oh, wow, this is fun. The the conversation cards you brought were definitely helpful for that. And yet the conversation flowed. And I think we could have done different things. I mean, we could have definitely been foreplay in the car had we wanted to. And yet it just didn't feel like at that moment we were there. So have we done that before? Absolutely. I was really excited because it was this weekend where we even told you, I'm like, you know what? We need to do this more. We need to just jump in the car and just do an overnighter and go enjoy one another, go to different places, because we drove by Death Valley or like an exit to Death Valley. Yeah. We haven't been there in years. And I think about going up to like Lone Pine or the Eastern Sierras. And I'm like, oh my gosh, we need to do that again with the intentionality of packing our sex bag. And I know you're laughing when I say the Eastern Sierra, because you think of hot springs.
And this is just a side note, very early in our marriage. So for those of you that are brand new, Tony and I have been married 25 years, but like the first 3 to 4 or 5 years of our marriage, we did a lot of backpacking and a lot of trips to the Eastern Sierras. And I just remember like some of the tiny little, not the greatest places that we stayed in. So when you start talking about the Eastern Sierras,
well, there's not a lot of,
I know, it's just,
I mean, they're small hotels. I mean, they're motels. There's like 10 rooms.
And so there's just like a whole bunch of memories that play in my mind. But that's, again, not what we're talking about in today's show. We can talk about, you know, memory, take a trip down memory lane on another show.
But what it is doing is being intentional about packing that bag for just you and I to set up the anticipation, to know that, hey, we are going to have some fun in a way that we may not do here in our home.
And it's the focus on it. And we want to talk about what you pack, you know, more than just your clothes. But we're going to do that after this break.
Stress, hormone changes, and lack of sleep can impact your skin, causing issues like dryness, dark spots, and acne. I know the closer I get to 50, the more aware I become of this. OneSkin, today's sponsor, offers a simple skincare routine to address these concerns at a cellular level. OneSkin has developed a proprietary peptide called OS1 that's scientifically validated to improve the health of your skin beneath the surface without irritation or a complicated multi-step routine. I use the OS1 Face Topical Supplement on my face and neck, which often needs a little extra care with age. Additionally, the OS1 Eye Supplement helps keep the under eye area fresh, even on little sleep. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code OEM at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code OEM. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support your show and tell them we sent you.
We're back. And we're talking about what to pack beyond your clothes to build your sexual intimacy on a trip. And, you know, we want to kind of start with the basics, right? And, you know, first and foremost, let's start really simple. Let's start with lubricant, right? Like,
yeah, let's start there.
I want to go with, it could fit in your purse. It could fit in your toiletry bag. We actually have one. You guys, our favorite is Uberlube. And, you know, just pack whatever works for you. If it's not Uberlube, okay, just pack it. Because there's nothing worse than being somewhere away from home and not having lubricant. I'm just going to say it, right? And
if you want to get Uberlube from us, we're going to have links to everything we're sharing here in the episode notes. Uberlube, though, we have a special URL, buyuberlube.com.
Super simple. And what I would say to you is, keep one in your toiletry bag at all times.
Yeah, we have one literally in our toiletry bag. It never comes out of there. It just stays there.
And the reason for this is that way you always have it and you never have to think about packing it.
That's right.
Because you'll forget. You won't do it intentionally, but you will forget. And you don't want to be without your lubricant. Another thing that you might consider packing.
And about forgetting, in this household, something is always forgotten. We've forgotten saline solution. I remember a trip to Vegas once.
Yes.
We forgot saline solution. I went downstairs. I'm like, hey, I need some saline solution. The bill for saline solution was like $18.
It was 12. No need to exaggerate.
All right. It was 12. Toothpaste, toothbrushes.
Contact lens case. So see, and guys, I will own this. This is on me. Like, I generally tend to forget something out of the toiletry bag. So and this happened probably about 2 years ago when I was like, you know what, we just need to have lubricant in the toiletry bag. This was like my biggest, I actually have a toiletry bag that is packed at all times with duplicates of everything except for my retainer and my glasses.
Mm-hmm.
But everything else, most specifically the lubricant, is always ready to go at a moment's notice. Just putting it out there. Another thing to pack or to consider for your sexual intimacy suitcase, massage oils.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Again, these are, it really builds that physical intimacy that leads into the sexual intimacy. And here's the beauty, right? Like, you don't have to worry about the sheets getting messy or having to do laundry after you use the massage oils. Because guess what? You're in a hotel. Somebody else is going to wash your sheets.
Yes.
It's beautiful. Just remember to pack them. Little PSA, pack them in a Ziploc bag just in case, especially if you're flying, the air pressure can sometimes, you know, cause things to get messy. So yeah, just do that.
And it's fun to have. I think that's one of those ways. I think there is the anticipation for many of us. Like, we're talking, let's just go for a drive. We're going for the drive. The emotional intimacy is there. We've packed the bags. It's there. And then we get to the hotel and the anticipation is there. I think for us, the massage oils slow things down just a little bit. So we don't just jump in and we have sex.
Correct.
It's a
pacing.
Right. We put that on. We're rubbing each other. We're touching each other. It, just like Elisa said, we're using our physical intimacy. Mm-hmm. And again, not all physical intimacy has to lead to sex. But in this instance, it is. It's the touches that you're using on one another.
Yeah, another thing that we packed was a blindfold and silk ties. And, you know, here's the thing about using a blindfold, right? You know, like, you clearly can't see when you're using a blindfold, which is one thing when you're at home and you have this spatial awareness of where everything is and that type of thing. It's a whole different thing when you're in a hotel room. Even if you wait until you're on the bed to put the blindfold, because you're still in a different place. Everything is, your spatial awareness is different. And so that anticipation that comes with being blindfolded can be a very powerful aphrodisiac. And as far as the silk ties, we personally don't use them to tie anybody up, just because I've got some past stuff in my past about, you know, hands being tied down and things like that. But what we use them for is to, like, literally to tease the body, right? To run them over one another's body, to be in this place of saying, I'm basically going to tease your skin. with them, because silk is a very, if you haven't used silk before, I'm just going to put it out there. There's a reason men have silk boxers. Just throwing it out there, ladies. It's a good thing. It feels good. It's cool. And so you can get into this place of going, how do I tease you with that? Because those different textures, I mean, just speaking about being a hotel, if you crawl into a hotel bed and you're like, oh, these sheets are a little firm, right? That's a texture. So bring the silk to soften that up, to smooth, to tantalize one another's bodies.
And now when you go to the episode notes, I'm just going to tell you, there's a link. It says sexy adult items. You can find those there.
Perfect. I love that he makes sure that everything I bring up on a show, you guys can find. So I don't have to worry about that. Other things that we packed, right? I know you guys are like, oh, no wonder it took, a whole big suitcase. Yes.
Well, and not everything is used, obviously, but it's there. And I think that was the piece of it. It's not like, oh my gosh, all we're bringing is the massage oil. And so all we're using is the massage oil. We can use the massage oil with the blindfold. Mm-hmm. We can use the massage oil with something else. Or we could use the blindfold and something else. It was the ability to have things there that allowed us to go, oh, well, let's try this, because we've used it at home and yet here it has such a different feel to it. There's such a different anticipation of it. And so having that available and having even more available allows you guys to pick and choose.
It's kind of like being a kid in a candy store. If I can just give you that analogy for a second, because we've got a few more things to talk about, but like bring everything so you've got it to choose from. There's no pressure to use everything.
And here's one other thing that we learned this weekend. Enjoy even the new items, the things that you have, like blindfold. We haven't used a blindfold in years. I feel like it's been a very long time. And so what does that look like? Guys, be okay with having an erection and then going flaccid. It's okay. You guys can still...
Real quick, explain why that could happen.
Well, because you're trying new things, right? Mm-hmm. And you're talking to one another and you're gauging what's working for your spouse and for yourself. And with that comes this like, oh, wow, I'm ready to go. And yet now you're saying something else, or, oh, let's grab the massage oil. Where the heck's the massage oil? Oh, it's in the bag over there. So you got to get up and you're getting out of the bed. And
true story.
And in that process, you're going flaccid. It's okay. You can get back up. You can get excited again. You can get an erection again. Mm-hmm. And if it happens a couple of times, again, it's okay, because you guys are doing this together, right? Enjoy the moment. You're going to get to a point where you're going to have the heightened intensity, and you're going to have sex and you're going to ejaculate and your wife's going to have an orgasm. It's okay. But enjoy the moment. It doesn't need to happen in 5 minutes. And if you get to the point where you have heightened, like you're super excited and you've been tantalizing each other for 15, 20, 30 minutes, 40 minutes, whatever it is for you guys, and guys, and you ejaculate upon entering your wife, it's okay. Like, you don't have erectile dysfunction, or not erectile dysfunction,
premature
ejaculation. You don't. Man, your body is ready to go. Take a break. If you want to have sex again in 2-3 hours, then have sex again 2-3 hours.
Yeah. That's side note around the premature ejaculation. If you've had all of that buildup, you've actually been going for a long time.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just going to say that there. Other things that we packed. We actually have our toy bag, which has vibrators, penis rings, other toys in it. And I didn't even want to stop and think when I was packing before we left, what do I think I'm going to want? It's kind of like the lubricant and the silk ties and the massage oils. I was just like, toss it all in. We'll decide when we get there what we want to use. And so I did. And we had the bag with us, right? Because again, you're traveling, you're talking about it, you're building anticipation. You're thinking, okay, well, I know what's in our toy bag, right? Maybe we will, maybe we won't. But again, this isn't, and I want to be real clear, and I want to repeat this again. This isn't to put pressure on your sexual intimacy. It's to actually enhance it when the two of you are traveling, right? It's to say, hey, we're away from all the distractions of home. We're away from all of the, you know, we always do this or we always do that. You know, we've got this literally this blank canvas, also known as a hotel room. What are we going to create as a couple within this space?
Yeah. And that bag, if you're interested in it, is called our Bedroom Adventure Bundle. And we have it here. Again, it's in the episode notes. I think it's oneextraordinarymarriage.com/bundle.
He'll look that up and get it for you for sure. But if not, come back to the show notes. This is episode 689 and it'll be there. The last thing that we packed, and this is what actually took the majority of the space in the suitcase, was that we brought our Liberator Jazz pillow. And
Jazz Motion. It's the Jazz Motion.
Sorry, Jazz.
Because the Jazz Motion has two sides of it. It has the one side that's curved and the one side that's flat. So you can use a curvy side to motion.
Which was super important.
Yes.
Yes. But if it's, just so you all know, if you're, you know, interested in a sex pillow, it fits very well on one half of a large rolling suitcase. And everything else that we brought fit around it. So yes. One half of our suitcase, our large suitcase, and then we made all of our clothes and everything fit in the little carry-on in the other half. But this was great to have because, again, like I just told you, you have a blank canvas when you walk into a hotel room. Bring something that actually changes things up for you. And here's with all of this. You may use these things at home. I will tell you, every time you walk into a different hotel room, it's a different experience. So give yourselves permission. Right. This is about, you know, stepping out and stepping into deeper sexual intimacy. But I will tell you, all of these things that we packed and all these things that you'd be like, oh, my gosh, OK, that's all about sexual intimacy. They wouldn't have happened. They wouldn't have gotten used. They wouldn't have even gotten packed if we hadn't been working on our emotional intimacy as well. Right. Because when I first pulled out the silk ties as we were getting ready to pack our suitcases, I'm like, what do you think about bringing this? And Tony looked at me and he was like, yes. And then I just started really like pulling out everything else. I'm like, well, I'm going to need a suitcase. And that's really, you know, when you think about it, can we be that intentional about this area of our marriage and have fun with it and have fun with one another?
Yeah. So, hey, we hope that we have given you plenty of things to think about the next time you go traveling. Think about it. What do you need to get now? What do you need to just pick up? So that way the two of you can go, wow, this is what we're going to go do together the next time we go on vacation or we get out of town. So go do it. Have your guys have some fun with one another. Enjoy one another. Strengthen your emotional intimacy. Strengthen your sexual intimacy. And do it well. Do it extraordinary. You guys have yourselves a fantastic week and we'll catch you next week. Love you guys.